Welcome to WSJU Radio, St. John's University. We have the one and only, the godfather of St. John's. He is St. John's royalty, Coach Lou Carnesecca. Coach Lou, how are you doing?
Okay, I'm fine, fine. I'm here, that's amazing. Yeah.
We love you up here, Lou. You're very loved up here, and I'm pretty sure you miss St. John's.
Well, all my life, I got there in 47. And I've been involved with them ever since. And it's probably one of the greatest things that could have happened to me.
You've got to be pretty happy about the team right now.
Very fortunate. Not only because of what the Gustafson's father told us, but I think the people we met, we're still friends, the ones that are still alive. So there's a great feeling at St. John's. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that I attended. You know I went to Florida, you know, for about 3 weeks or 4 weeks.
Yep.
But then Danny Buckley came. Why don't you come over to St. John's? And of course, that was the best thing I ever did.
That's right. And people may not know that about you attending Fordham. How do you feel about the team right now? You got to be pretty ecstatic.
Oh, I just got off speaking with Mike. It was an Emmy last night. It was beautiful. It wasn't a Stradivarius yet. We'll probably get that soon. But it was a great, great performance. You know, all aspects, passing, defense, offense, shooting, energy. I was very happy to see them, really. And we're going to cause a lot of trouble. Basketball-wise.
And the lobs were something that were great to see. St. John's basketball is finally back in. The fans are ecstatic right now.
Oh, God. Yeah. I think we, you know, basketball is so important to St. John's.
Yep.
It's part of it. Don't forget, back in the 30s, St. John's was a little school in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the basketball team, we played all these big universities in Madison Square Garden. And then people said, well, gee, there must be, if they can compete against them and play against them, that must be a pretty good place.
Yeah.
And really, basketball had something to do with our advancement over the years. And we're very proud of that legacy. We're very proud of that tradition. And go right through from Buck Freeman down to Joe Latchick, Frank McGuire, and all those fellas. You know, we've had a great tradition.
What did it mean to you when you found out that St. John's University named the arena after you, Carnesecca Arena?
I was so happy, very happy. It's wonderful. You know, it's wonderful to have that. I feel honored, humbled for this. I mean, I was a very little used infielder. I was more of an observer.
Yeah.
Okay. I watched a lot of games.
That's right. You weren't that great of a player, but you were a great observer.
I was. And we had that team, by the way, went to the World Series.
Yeah.
Went out to Omaha, 19. No, God, got to be 59 or 40, 49.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how Jack Kites was the captain of that team. Tommy Tolan played first base, and Peanuts Miller was the catcher. And only four of us, I think, left of that crowd so far.
Mm-hmm. Everyone so, brings up the 85 team.
Don't forget, in those days, the basketball coach coached baseball, too.
Yep.
Joe Latchick coached baseball, and so did Frank McGuire.
Yep.
And Jack Kaiser coached baseball, of course, was helping, you know, as an aide. So there was always that thing where you work together.
You're exactly right. Not everyone knows that.
Well, I mean, it's a fact. It's a fact that. And the Wolves had great baseball, too. You know,
they did.
Back over the years. And I remember playing at which was the home of the Bushwicks. I don't know if somebody will remember that. I don't think many people will. But at the end of the season, that's where all major leaguers would come down and they'd play in these exhibition games. Guys like Mizzou and all those fellas.
That's right.
So I think San Jose had a good tradition in both sports and, of course, other sports too. But those are the ones that probably were out in the front.
Everyone remembers the 85 season, but the thing is that St. John's has always had great teams. You look at the previous years before that.
I can remember. You don't know how I fell in love with St. John's. I went to St. Anne's Academy, which was a Catholic school on the east side, Lexington area, across from Lenox Hill Hospital. And in those days, the Catholic schools, if the court was down, let's say there was a college game, Madison Square Gardens would allow the Catholic schools to play a game in the afternoon. So that afternoon we played St. Simon's Stock, which is no longer in existence. It was a Catholic school up in the Bronx. So they gave us tickets for the game. And I remember still clearly going to the game. And all of a sudden, as I'm sitting in my seat, here they come out with the big red uniforms and the big Indian chief, Chanel, right on their back. And I fell in love. I fell in love with St. John's. And my father wanted me to be a doctor, so I went to Florida, but that was more than a place my dad. But I said, Pop, I can't do this. So I went to switched over to St. John's. And it was one of the best things I ever did.
526 wins. Such a great accomplishment for the St. John's University.
I mean, you had good players.
Yep.
I'm not trying to give you the hump, but to get with that many, you have to have good ball players. Mm-hmm. And we did.
You did.
And I would say they were all local.
Mm-hmm. All in New York.
All guys from the public schools, the Catholic schools, private schools. That's where we got our players from. We didn't have to fly here and fly there. We had them in our backyard. And I think that's important when you get local people. Then the people in the area feel they're part of it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what this team, kind of two local guys like the Alexander and the kid from Lachlan, so that it gives it that home-like taste in the hometown. And that's important.
It is important.
People say, this is our team.
This is a team that's going to go very far and is going to be.
These kids look like they're. Hope they keep going because they're playing so well.
They are. And it's great to see.
I mean, people are excited here at St. John.
Yeah.
See, it's a chance for us to do something. And Michael is doing a marvelous job. You know, when he came, I said, hey, this guy's ready made. Okay? You don't have to try him out.
No.
He's been there.
He reached his 400th win last night.
Was that it?
Yep. He
Holy God.
Yep.
But hey, when you think about it, he coached down at the... He coached number one was at Murray State.
An interesting story I would love to hear is a story that you hold to yourself about a special player at St. John's University, because when I usually tell people where I attend, which is St. John's University, it's funny that Mullen isn't brought up the most. The player that's brought up most to me is Malik Sealy.
Well, I was just thinking, I just spoke to his mother. It's got to be maybe a week ago. I just spoke to Mrs. Sealy. And he probably is one of the quietest players we had. You're right. He didn't get the flair like the other guy. I think because he was so smooth, so quiet, they did it quietly. But anyway, the first day of practice, I said, this kid, basketball player. Because I said, let's go to a couple of plays. And automatically, I could see that he was thinking of options. What to do. I mean, he was very bright basketball player. And he did a great job. And he was starting to play such an important role in professional basketball when this accident happened terribly.
Yeah. It's very unfortunate. Prime.
Yes. You're right. Yeah, absolutely right. For some reason, and I think it was because of his personality, very quiet, you know, wasn't flamboyant, if I can use that expression.
Yeah. What was it like coaching Chris Mullin? He's a fan favorite at St. John's.
Well, I always said my mother could have coached him. And I don't mean that to be, you know.
Yeah.
Disparaging this way. But he loved to play. Well, I had him since he was about 5-6 years old at camp. I mean, you know he's going to be good. And he'd say, well, he can't run, he can't jump. Thank God he couldn't run, he couldn't jump. You'd never find him. Was that good? Mm-hmm. That's good of a player.
One of the all-time greats.
They talk about players, and I've had some great players. I'm talking about Rick Barry. And that's probably next to Rick. And, of course, Tony Jackson was up there, too.
Yep.
Chris had that, and the flair, had the outside shot, the pass.
Yep.
But, you know, he couldn't run, he couldn't jump. I had to hit it all the time. Thank God. We killed teams. Love. He worked at it every day. Mm-hmm. Every day.
What's interesting is...
I'll give you a little story. The night he was going out for the Olympic team, last night, he was ready to go. Mm-hmm. I had to give a talk out in Long Island. So I'm coming home around 10 o'clock. I'm just getting by to my house. I said, I bet you Chris is in the gym shoot. Lo and behold, I drop up, the lights are on. Who's there but Terrence Mullin feeding Chris the night before? So he never stopped practicing. He loved basketball. I don't know, it was insatiable. He loved it. And he's great, you know, one of the great players. How many years did he play? 14?
Yep.
The Big Ten, I think he played 14. Yep.
That's exactly right. Something that's interesting, I had Kenny Smith on my show, and he told me a story how you tried to recruit him to St. John's, and he didn't want to come because he'd be riding the bus every day when he was living in New York, because he grew up in Queens.
But he didn't have to do that, you know. He could have bought it out there. We did.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a good feeling about Chris. I just had a feeling he was coming to St. John's. Why? Because he was close to his parents. He was close to a lot of people that he played ball. He felt at home. And, you know, for him, it was just like going across the street. Yeah, he makes you a smart coach, by the way.
Something.
I just spoke to him about a week ago.
Oh, you did? What did he say to you?
All right, how you doing? This and I was just talking. His daughter's going to San Diego.
Oh, wow.
So he's living out on the West Coast.
That's nice.
And I said, I used to practice there at up in the hill of San Diego when I was with the Nets. We played the Conquistadors. I don't know if anybody remembers the Conquistadors. The old ABA.
I wanted to ask you a question regarding a movie called Coming to America that came out in 1988. In the movie, Eddie Murphy goes to watch St. John's at Madison Square Garden at Marist. Do you remember when they were shooting this movie?
No, I don't remember at all.
Yeah, because I remember that. Coming to America,
I remember.
Yeah, it was in 1988. 88, I believe that's when it came out, 1988. And I remember in the movie, St. John's is playing Marist.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Well, of course, at this juncture, a lot of things I don't remember. I think I would have recalled that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially if the man is away gone.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember. Were they clips? Was that what they were? Clips of the games?
It could have been clips, but I'm pretty sure they went to see a live game. They may not have told you that they were filming. Maybe they just went to the side and filmed the movie, and because that probably could have been the case.
Yeah, in those days, St. John's was the talk of the town, you know. That.
Yeah. They were. Because the Knicks weren't doing well then.
No, they weren't.
And thank God they're doing well now.
I think they're starting to play good ball now. His coach is good. He's been good. The guy coached the Bulls and all that. He's good. I was speaking with Winnington 2 days ago, and he says, good hell of a coach.
Mm-hmm.
Good coach.
The city is very excited right now. St. John's is doing well, and the Knicks are doing well. You can't go wrong with that.
I think, you know, you got a club in Brooklyn. I mean, holy
yeah,
hell,
you do.
Those guys are going to explode.
Yeah.
If they get them all together.
Mm-hmm. You also had a time when you coached the Nets in the ABA.
Oh, for 3 years?
Yeah.
The moment of madness.
Yep.
I'll tell you, it was a great experience. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, I left St. John's, and I think it was my ego. You got to coach in the pros. You got to coach in the pros. You know, I think it's a dream of a lot of coaches. Mm-hmm. And then I found out, you know, it wasn't for me. And especially when I lost Rick Perry, I knew it wasn't for me. When here we went to the finals of the ABA, we lost to Indiana.
Yeah, that's right.
The finals. You know, so it was a learning experience, but it wasn't for me. I miss St. John's.
Mm-hmm. When was the last time that you were at St. John's? Because I believe that you have attended some practices while Mike Anderson has been the coach.
I get to St. John's once I watch a practice, you mm-hmm. know. But especially now, I haven't been out of the house for 10, for 10 months.
Yeah.
I have to ask the warden for a pass. I guess a lot of people, but I try to stay in touch, you know. After all, it's been part of my life so long.
Yeah. St. John's is your home.
Since 42, the first time I saw him. And then when I attended in 47, after I came back from the service. So St. John's has been my life, and I had great teachers, mm-hmm. great, great teachers. Talk about, you know, Buck Freeman, Joe Lapchick, Frank McGuire, a guy named Bernie Ritz-Sarajic, who coached for many years at Yeshiva. It was really a hell of a coach. But because of business things, he never went on, but I learned an awful lot from him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, I'm kind of like in the camps of Claire B. I think one of the things that really helped me
mm-hmm.
is I spent 2 summers at Claire B's basketball camps. Now, this was just strictly basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And you had basketball from 9 o'clock in the morning till 11 o'clock at night, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Games, scrimmages, and all that kind of stuff. And we had this. I'm just going to go some of the coaches that went through there. Red Auerbach, Red Hoffman, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Adolph Rupp, Rudy Moore, Kenny Norton, mm-hmm. of course, Frank McGuire.
Yep.
And then we had probably the greatest drill master, Piccarello. He had more drills, And you know, it was unbelievable. And of course, Claire V. And of course, Buck was arrested and with me. Mm-hmm. And Buck couldn't sleep that night, so we'd walk to camp, you know, and we'd talk about this. Mm-hmm. It was real. I mean, he was. When you listen to him talk about basketball, you think he was a state senator, white hair and all that. And he'd give you that Latin, you know, because he's a product of the broken school system. And he says, to be a good shooter, you must have confidence. From the Latin, confidentio. And his little kids would look up to him. Look, my son, you know.
Yeah.
He never, that was a, he was a great mind.
He was.
Yeah, of course, he helped Coach McGuire an awful lot. So I think being around that era with all those people, I mean, some of it has to rub off. And the thing that really is how much you love basketball. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a job. It was 12 months. Mm-hmm. You didn't come in at 9 or 10 and go home at 2 and that's it. Mm-hmm. You had to take it what you're doing this summer. Had to check on your players. Make sure they're going to summer school. Make sure they're doing this. Make sure they're doing that. So it was a full-time job.
Mm-hmm. It was a big responsibility and you molded your players.
I think I do some things better.
It was a big responsibility and you did it. You turned those players into men.
Well, I'm very, you know, I would say that a lot of real fine citizens. I'm really proud. Mm-hmm. I mean, they drove me crazy when I was in college, but that's, you know, that's part of growing up.
Yep, that really is.
We still talk to each other. We call, you know, and that's good.
That's great that you still have that bond.
Guys that played for me in high school.
Yeah.
Like 1950.
Wow.
I mean, so basketball has been my life.
It has been.
You know.
I wanted to bring up the sweater, of course. When you walk into Karnisek Arena, you see it in the glass. Everyone remembers you for the sweater, of course.
Well, that's something that they could have said, a great strategist, great teacher. They remember me for my sweater.
Yeah.
That makes your head shrink, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
But I tell you, it was an amazing thing, and it was just by accident. Mm-hmm. I remember I had a cold. It was in probably January. But before then, an Italian coach had woman's coach of the Italian national team came in and we exchanged gifts and he threw me two sweaters. So I looked at them and threw them in the, you know, in the closet. Mm. And now it's January and I had just gotten over the cold. Mm-hmm. So Mary says, look, why don't you take your sweater? Those gyms are pretty drafty. You know, grab a sweater. So I put my hand in, took it out, and I threw it into my bag, and off I went. So we're playing Pittsburgh. And all of a sudden, I put the sweater on. God almighty, it was the ugliest thing you ever saw. And the kids looked at the and says, Coach, where'd you get that? This is a gift. So I wore it. Now, the story goes on. Chris Mullin hits a jumper at the buzzer. Mm. We go on to beat Pitt. So after that, I had to wear the sweater. That was it. There was only one thing. I should have merchandised it instead of giving them away. That's the story of the sweater. It's true. I still have some in the closet.
An iconic photo that does go around and people see all over the world, especially basketball fans, is when you're standing next to the late, great John Thompson, and he's wearing the sweater, and you're next to him.
You know, let me tell you what. it's one thing upstaging me with the sweater, but when he beat me, that really hurt.
Yeah.
Those were great games. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Georgetown, St. John's, Syracuse games. They were just great, great games. Mm-hmm. The Garden was jumping. Packed. I don't know if you remember. Were you there?
No, I wasn't there. I've seen the highlights, though.
You have to be there to get the flavor.
Yeah, I wish I was.
Hear the words.
I wish I was there as a St. John's fan. I wish I was.
But it was exciting, you know, for the fans. Tough on the coaches, but you know, you had to put earmuffs on, but that's okay.
Where do you expect the St. John's team to go next? We're seeing them succeed right now. They've won 14 games, or 14-8, and fifth in the Big East.
Well, let me tell you, I think they have a good. I think they have a. I don't want to put the horns on poor Mike. You know, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But the whammy, as they say. So I think they stand a very good chance of going well in the Big East tournament. Now, there's some tough clubs. That Creighton is a great shooting team. Seton Hall is dangerous. Mm-hmm. And of course, Villanova, they got a great coach down there.
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't beat themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to beat them. I don't think he has the material he's had like other years. But he gets the most out of it.
He does.
So I think this club can do very well. And of course, of the style, you know, you can't prepare for that 2 or 3 days before the game. Like, you know, some teams you can practice 2 or 3 days before you, and the style, what they do. Here, you better start the first day of practice because they're in your pocket.
Mm-hmm. They look great. They look great. And this team has really shocked the basketball world.
It was really wonderful. I mean, it was an Emmy. I thought Lesnar was an Emmy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't wait for how they play the rest of the season. Is there an important message that you would love to give to the St. John's student body or the players?
Well, number one, just pay attention to little things. You know, pay attention to those things. Sometimes you get involved in such big things you're thinking about, and those things kill you. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, you got to have some luck. You have good culture, we have that. Mm-hmm. And you can't, but you can't forget, you know, your opponents. I mean, they may have pretty good guns.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta, you know, there's a lot of things you have to take into consideration. But this club is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, I bet a lot of teams don't want to play them.
No, I don't think so. Seeing how they played last night, especially when they're dunking and lobbing all over the place.
I mean, that little guy's like Alibaba.
Yep.
Right? I mean, he's in your. You gotta close your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Take your teeth. He's good.
And Champagne.
And what happens is he's starting to distribute the ball. He's got a nice little jumper.
Yep.
And oh, he can drive. I mean, and the kid from Lachlan, I mean, not flamboyant, but look up, he's got 24. He's got 20 points.
Yep.
And the kid Williams has come along pretty good.
He is.
They're starting to get a good rotation, you know. And they're only sophomores and freshmen.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Let's hope they don't get any ideas about going pro.
There's
a lot of these guys.
You got to keep them at St. John's so they bring that title to us.
I mean, that's it. You got to listen well.
That's right.
Look. you. You don't have to go to them. I forget that. You're good. They'll come to you. Max, I don't know what you wanted, but I hope you got what you wanted.
Yes, Coach Lou, I want to thank you for coming on the show here today. It was a great honor. Thank you for everything you did for St. John's.
It's always good. Let's wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you, Coach Lou. I want you to take care and stay safe. We'd love to have you back. If the St. John's goes deep, we'd love to have you on.
Whenever you want me.
Oh, I have your number, so. I'll give you a call, Coach Lou. I'll give you a call.
Anytime you talk basketball at St. John's.
Yes, Coach. All right, Coach Lou. I want you to take care and stay safe, all right?
I will. Thank you.
No problem, Coach. Bye-bye.